Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Check out the new PropSwap.com and use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. We're also brought to you by PrizePicks. PrizePicks is DFS simplified. Head over to PrizePicks.com and use promo code SGP for a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io. That's SoBet.io. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our free picks and podcasts. Welcome everyone to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, Monday NBA edition. It is Monday, November 22nd, 12:46 on the West Coast, sorry, the East Coast, 9:46 on the West Coast. And joining me from the West Coast is the man himself, the prop master, Jong Lee, the master Jong. How you feeling this Monday morning, bud?
I'm feeling good, man. It's Thanksgiving week.
Yep.
Want to get our patrons, our clients, some dough to, you know, feed their family some bird this week. You know what I mean? So let's do it. Let's get some winners.
Yeah, Thanksgiving week. The grind's not gonna stop on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'll be here all week. Jonk's gonna be in the Slack channel all week long. We're gonna be cashing bets as usual, like we do all year long. So if you don't want to talk to your family and friends when you're with them on Thursday, this is a great time to hop into the Slack channel. So make sure to join us at sg.pn/Slack. I feel like we have a new channel that drops like every single day in the Slack channel. I know we just started a new movie one. I haven't hopped in yet, but I need to get into that. But Jong, how was your betting this weekend, man? I know we had some UFC stuff going on, some boxing, obviously NFL. How'd it go for you?
UFC not so good. Like some last leg parlays didn't hit, and so yeah, that was a bummer. Hit two NFL props. The Chubb, I think it was like over 83.
That was yards. Easy, yeah.
And then the under on Michael Pittman Jr. 56.5 receiving yards. So that cash, he only had like 23 on two catches. So
yeah, I'm glad I benched him. He's on my fantasy, man. I benched him this week, thinking that Tre'Davious White was going to shadow him all game, man. But it was pretty much the Jonathan Taylor show Indianapolis Colts. Glad I made that decision. But we're here for the NBA 9-10 game schedule here tonight, Jong. Why don't we just dive right into the player props here, bud? What do you got for your first player prop for tonight's action?
Blake Griffin under 7.5 points at even money plus 100. I love this prop because in 16 games, he's hit the over on this number only four times. Last seven games, he's hit the number one time over. And just barely by, you know, half a point when he went at 8 points against the Pelicans. So I'm taking the under. He's going against Cleveland tonight, who he played last Thursday without Mobley, without Jared Allen. Mm-hmm. He scored 2 points.
Yeah.
Reports are Jared Allen may be coming back.
He is back tonight. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I like this Cleveland team, you know, just from a defensive perspective. When they're healthy, their big men are so athletic down low in the paint. This is the since the third game of the season, mm-hmm. the Cavaliers have given up only 98 points per game to opponents, which is a third in the league. So points are going to be at a premium. And, you know, Blake Griffin scoring 8, 9, 10 points. I don't like it from a matchup perspective. You know, Cleveland is 11th in field goal percentage allowed to, you know, for opponents' field goal percentage allowed, third in three-pointers allowed, because Blake Griffin does like to shoot the three and number two in free throws allowed. So if Jared Allen gets in foul trouble, you know, because he fouls Blake Griffin, you know, they don't allow that free throw. So number two in free throws allowed. So if this trend continues, mm-hmm. And if points are going to be a premium and he's going to have to bang below against, you know, Allen and maybe Kevin Love helps from the weak side, I think this is going to be an under. Maybe he scores 8 points against the Detroit, you know, and Toronto Raptors of the world, but against Kevin Love, Jared Allen and company, I'll take the value at under 7.5 at plus 100, even money.
Yeah, I know you were back in this a couple shows ago when we had it. And that one, I think, fairly cash easily. John, I'm going to put you on the spot here. I'm pretty sure I'm not sure if you have his Blake Griffin's game log up in front of you, but they've played, I think, 16 or 17 games so far. How many games do you think that he's had more than 10 shot attempts in those 16 or 17 games?
Out of the 16, 17 games, I'm going to say 10 shot attempts. What? One or two?
He's had it once against that was the Pelicans back on November 12th. And you're right. I think that, again, the minutes are kind of there for Blake Griffin. He's not playing more than 25 per night for the Brooklyn Nets, but he's also not getting the shot volume. And I think you and I have talked about this for all the times that we've been doing the podcast here for the NBA, is that we're looking at volume and we're looking at minutes played, and I think that minutes are there for Blake Griffin, but the shots are not there for Blake Griffin. So the last time he scored more than 7.5 points was back against that Pelicans team, and he hasn't done it. I think the last seven games he's only done it once. So I like where you're thinking here. Blake Griffin under 7.5 points at even money.
Yes, sir.
For my first one here, I am going to go to a guy that we've talked about dating all the way back to last season, and we've started backing him again this season. And old reliable Clint Capella over 12.5 rebounds tonight against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Again, this number is a little conservative for me for Clint Capella. I just want to make sure he's still at that number at 12.5, because this number sometimes jumps real quick here. Let me see if I can pull it up. Yeah, still at 12.5. So I'm definitely the same number that I'm giving out that I locked up last night for this team. And, you know, Clint Capella over the last five games, the OKC Thunder's defense is second to last in opponent rebounding allowed at 48.6 rebounds per game. The Thunder really don't have that true big man inside. Yeah, I know they have Darius Bazley, but not a guy who can keep Capella off the boards. Capella has exceeded over 12.5 rebounds in four of the last five games. Thunder allowing opposing centers to grab 17 rebounds per game against them. And I think that he should continue to have this success. Yeah, tonight getting the boards for the Hawks against the Thunder. I think the Thunder will keep this game close. Hopefully it's not blowout potential. I know the Hawks are really good at home this season, blowing opponents out. But, you know, the Thunder have kind of been frisky on the road, you know, keeping teams or staying within under double digits in games. So hopefully they can do that and Clint Capella is able to get his boards. But man, Capella's a guy that has 6 or 7 boards easily in the first quarter, and after that it turns into a little bit of sweat. But I'm taking Clint Capella over 12.5 rebounds, John.
Yeah, no, I love when they get those 6 rebounds in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And he's going against, you know, Derek Favors or who is it, Jeremiah Robinson Earl.
Yeah.
Or Baisley, you know, from the weak side. Mm-hmm. So no, they're undersized to go against Capella. Capella's going to get those rebounds. You know, he should be feasting here. Come on now.
Yeah. Hopefully this one, I know that, I think that Scott had him last week, and I think he finished with like 11, and he had like 6 in the first quarter too, which was kind of frustrating. He had 11.5, and I think he grabbed 6 in the first quarter, and only had 5 more after that. He ended up at 11, lost by that hook. But hopefully that doesn't happen tonight. Let's go to your next one, John. What do you got?
Yeah, absolutely. My next one is going to be Mike Conley over 5.5 assists. A little juicy, -145. He's hit on this number 7 out of the last 8 games. Mm-hmm. Playing the Grizzlies tonight. Last 8 games, Grizzlies giving up, you know, over 82 assists to the guard position. That's 10.2 assists per game. Conley is the assist leader of this team. Offense starts with him. Plus, he's playing his former team, or he could come out extra motivated. Jimmy Conley over 5.5 assists, man.
Yeah, I like that angle of that he's playing his former team, man. That's always an angle. Like, people, despite how long ago he played for, or how long ago a player has played against their former team, or, you know, been on that team, they always want to get up against their former team and kind of give it to them. And I think that this is a prime example of, you know, like you said, Conley, a guy, the point guard of this team that, you know, has him or Donovan Mitchell are going to set up this offense and bring the ball down the court and, you know, push the pace. It's going to start with those two guys, and him leading the team in assists per game for the Utah Jazz. Hopefully he can get over this number tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. I think this is going to be a sneakily a good game tonight here, John. Hopefully it comes down to the wire here. I do see a lot of points being scored in this game, so that just opens up the opportunity for assists in this game. For my next one, I'm going to go over to the Philadelphia 76ers and that Sacramento Kings game, and I'm going to take Tyrese Haliburton over 1.5 three-point shots made here. And I know I told you about this last night, and I just don't understand why this number is at plus money. Shout out to Paulie in our Slack channel, who got me even better odds on this at +110. So Tyrese Haliburton over 1.5 threes made at +110. Look, Haliburton has made 2 or more three-pointers in 6 out of the last 7 games, and he's averaging around 4.5 three-point attempts per game. But more important stat here for me is he's making these shots. He's consistent from there. The Kings play the Sixers tonight. Over the last 5 games, the Sixers' three-point defense ranks number 26 in opponent three-point shot made and number 29 in opponent three-point percentage allowed. So Haliburton plus money over 1.5 three-point shots made. I'm going to eat that up all day, John.
I mean, coming off the Luke Walton fire, I hope, you know, there's certain players on this team that can just be unleashed a little bit, and, you know, and I'm talking, you know, the Haliburtons, the Buddy Hills, you know, the shooters. But yeah, I love Haliburton, the way he, you know, kind of strokes the ball. He's so long, lanky, and his shots, they're like Steph Curry shots where, like, they just touch net, they just touch net, you know what I mean? And it's just, it's just such smooth shooting. So yeah, I like Haliburton, but even more for the fact that if you can find that plus odds, come on, man, they're tripping here.
Yeah, I can't believe it's that plus odds. So we're going to eat that up all day. Make sure to shop around with this, guys. There's a couple books out there that are offering better odds on this number. I see a +105 at DraftKings. I was able to find a +110 on this. So make sure to get down on that. Make sure to shop around. Let's go to your next one, John. What do you got?
My last one here, Grayson Allen, over 2.5 three-points made, -115 or -120, depending on your book. The last 10 games, he's, you know, had a 70% hit rate. His season average is 3.5 three-points made. Now, Orlando, who he's going up against, is middle of the pack in terms of 3 points allowed. They're shooting in your defense against shooting guard. They're low, 26 in the league. Now you have Grayson Allen who knows his lane. He knows his role. He's, you know, playing 31 minutes a game, his last five games.
Yep.
He's averaging 8.4 season attempts for three-pointers, 8 attempts for three-pointers in the last 10 games, 7.4 in the last five. So it's gone down the last five, but overall it's in that 7 to 8 range. And in a game against Orlando where he played, what, 2 nights ago, he attempted 11 already and hitting 4. Come on, man. I mean, like, the only real worry is, you know, the Bucks are 12.5-point favorites against the Wizards. I mean, yeah, the Magic's here. But if you look at the last couple of games, you know, that Orlando has played, you know, Orlando lost by 9 to the Bucks, you know, a couple of days ago. And they lost by 2 against the Nets. They won outright against the Knicks. So my point is, yes, there's a blowout potential, and blowouts are where props go to die. I get that. But they've been kind of scrappy, right? They haven't won, but they've avoided these blowouts, which is what makes me love Grayson Allen more. He already shot, you know, 4 for 11 last, you know, 2 nights ago on Saturday. Mm-hmm. He's coming in hot. So yeah, give me Grayson Allen at around, you know, -115 odds, over 2.5 threes made.
Yeah. Going back to what you said about the Bucks at home, like, they're not good at home this season so far. And if we talk about the Milwaukee Bucks being a good home team, like, it's not happening this season, and they're not even covering the number either. So I like this. Like, Orlando's a frisky bunch, man. Especially if let's hope that the hot shooting here continues for Grayson Allen, because I believe that he is their best 3-point shooter. And like you said, he got up 11 shots in the last game against the Orlando Magic, knocked down 4 of them, cooled off for 2 games. But other than that, I mean, you're not going to, it's hard to make, especially in the league, unless your name is Steph Curry, you're going to make 5 or 6 every single night. But, you know, there are going to be nights where, you know, you don't shoot great from the floor. It happened for Grayson Allen against the Thunder and the Lakers, whatever. But again, if you could, like you said, going back to his game log, this guy has consistently been knocking down shots over 2.5 3-point shots made for the season. So especially at -115, I will gladly take that with you, man, over 2.5 3-point shots made. For my last one, Jong, I'm going to that Rockets and the Boston Celtics game, and I'm taking Marcus Smart over 1.5 steals here tonight. Look, we know the Rockets are one of the worst teams in the NBA, if not the worst team in the NBA this season. And they're also very young, right? And when you have young players, they're going to make mistakes and turn the ball over. Rockets lead the league in turnovers. And I think this is a spot where Marcus Smart will take advantage of this, right? Over the last 7 games, Marcus Smart has at least 2 steals in 6 of those games. These two teams played each other back on October 24th. In that game, Marcus Smart had 3 steals alone in that game. So I think that he's going to be able to get fits to this Rockets offense tonight. I don't think Kevin Porter Jr. is playing, which means that either Eric Gordon will step into that starting lineup, or Jalen Green will take the point guard duties from him, from Kevin Porter Jr., if he's not able to go. But, you know, young squad, they're going to make mistakes. Marcus Smart, one of the better two-way players in our league. Great defensive player. So I think that he should get 2 steals here, no problem, against his Rockets team here tonight.
Man, yeah, the steals prop is something, man, I don't usually look at when I'm in the lab trying to look for some props, but these are something that I need to look at, you know, moving forward, because I mean, this is like, from what you're saying, it's plus matchup, you know, for Smart. Yeah. You said the Houston, you know, is pretty much leading the league in turnovers.
Yep.
Turnovers, you know, stem from, you know, the steals, obviously, right? And so, or at least part of it. So, you know, Marcus Smart. And what was the number? Did you say one and a half?
Yeah, it's a little juice at -130, but I mean, it's not too bad of a number, or too bad of juice.
Yeah, no, the -130 isn't too bad. You know, like I said, my Conley over 5.5 assists is -145. That's a little more juicy, you know. So at -130, you know, and you're going against, you know, a team, like I said, is plus matchup for Smart. Yeah, I understand that pick, and you know, and like I said, it's something I need to look at further in terms of looking for other props other than 3 points, you know, points and rebounds and assists, you know what I mean? So
yeah, 100%. John, let's take a quick break here. I'm sorry. We'll come back. We'll get into best bites, and we'll also get into our best bets for the player props tonight. So we'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors.
Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of WynnBET Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. New users can bet $1 and win $100 on any sport. Plus, you can get up to $1,500 as a free bet on WynnBET if you make a first deposit of $20 or more. Whatever your first wager is, WynnBET will match it up to 200%. If you bet $100, you'll get a free bet of $200. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. PropSwap has always has the best odds because you're buying directly from other bettors like yourself. See a bet that you like but think the price is too high? Submit a bid for a price you think is fair, then buy it. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. If you love sports betting, you need to be using PropSwap. Every ticket purchased on PropSwap can be resold at any time. So your bet doesn't need to win in order to make money. It just needs to improve. Thousands of bettors across the country are shopping for tickets on PropSwap every day. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets.
All right, coming off of the break, John, I'll let you decide. Do you want to get to best bites first or you want to get to best bets first?
Let's do best bets.
Let's do best bets. All right, we'll go best bets first. So, John, I will give you the floor first here, sir. Give me your best bet for tonight.
Because I'm getting it at even money, plus 100, I'm really liking the Blake Griffin under 7.5 points. Like you said, you know, when you ask me, you know, how many games out of 16, 17 games has Blake shot over, what, 10? And
yeah,
and it was only one game, and it was against the Pelicans where he scored 8.
Yeah.
And he barely got that, right? And so the 7.5 points under that I'm taking for Blake Griffin at even money, the matchup, the points, you know, Cleveland Cavalier games are not high scoring games. Points are going to be a premium, like I said, for all the reasons I said, you know, I'm taking Blake Griffin under 7.5 points tonight.
I like it, man. Yeah, I really do. Especially it's going to be hard for him to get shots here. And again, his minutes are down, rightfully so, because, you know, you have so much depth on this team. So good luck with that one. With my best bet, I'm going to go Tyrese Halliburton over 1.5 3-point shots made at plus money, man. Either I'm being a fool and falling for this trap, or I just think that we're finding pure value here, John. So, again, Sixers' three-point defense hasn't been the greatest over their last 5 games here. And I think that with a new head coach there now with Alvin Gentry, we got the news that Luke Walton got fired over the weekend. I believe you were the one that posted it in our Slack channel. So I think these guys get up. I think that we'll see a lot more pace from both of these teams. And I'm going to go with both of these teams, or sorry, for Tyrese Halliburton to get over 1.5 3-point shots major to that at plus money.
Let it ride, bro.
Let's do it. All right. Let's get to best bites here, John. What do you have for the people this week?
Absolutely, man. This week, I want to take you to downtown LA. So in downtown LA,
okay,
there's a place called Olvera Street. And Olvera Street is a well-known, it's an outside Mexican marketplace that, you know, you can stroll. And you have all these little Mexican shops where you can buy Mexican toys, candy, ponchos, luchador masks, you name it. You know, a lot of these items, they're made by hand, you know, by Mexicans, including the food that I'm about to tell you about, right? So on the corner of Olvera Street is a little Mexican joint called Cielito Lindo. Place isn't big at all. Okay. In fact, maybe you got maybe like three tables inside their place. I've seen food trucks bigger than this place, right? Wow. But Munaf, you know, it's never about the size of the restaurant, is it?
Nope, never.
Right? Never. It's the size isn't important, right? No, sir. It's all about the food. And, you know, for being a small place, their menu is pretty simple also. There's really only like four main food items on the menu. You got your beef taquitos, burritos, tamales, and chili relleno. That's really it.
Okay.
But today, really, it's all about the beef taquitos. This is the reason why you would come here to Cielito Lindo. And more specifically, like I said, it's the beef taquitos. World famous for their taquitos here with avocado sauce. It's been around since 1934. So if you grew up in the LA area, there's a good chance you may have come across it, heard about it, you name it. And, you know, taquitos, right? You know, some people call it rolled tacos. Some people call it fried flautas, whatever you call it, come here. Like I said, they're known for their beef taquitos. If, you know, if you're in a hurry and you got to get, you know, on with your day, you can get your two beef taquitos that they sell you, put it on a paper boat, get some avocado sauce, yes, and you're on your way. But if you got a little more time on your hands, you can get the beef taquitos as part of a combo plate, mm-hmm, where the taquitos, you know, are placed over like a, you know, warm plate of beans with some cheese sprinkled on top. So about the taquitos, you know, it's, you know, here's what I love about it, right? The taquitos have good texture, right? Okay. You know, not too hard where they break your teeth, right?
Yeah.
But not too soggy either, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's a good amount of shredded beef, barbacoa in the taquitos to kind of keep you wanting more. The avocado sauce, which some people call verde sauce, a little bit spicy, a little bit tangy, very delicious. Some people swear by it, that avocado sauce. I've heard some locals, they wait in line and then bring their freezer Ziploc bags, you know, their gallon size, just to kind of get their avocado sauce, right? And just pay for that. And, you know, I'm not going to lie, I could drink that myself, right? the beef taquitos is what steals the show about this place. You know, like I said, it has all those other menus. Yeah, great. I'm all about the beef taquitos. That's what they're known for. That's what their menu is really highlighted, you know, most of the time, right? All the time. And so, like I said, it's not a big place. You can see them hand making those taquitos in front of you.
Wow.
Anthony Bourdain showcased this, you know, place in his, you know, Parts Unknown series.
Nice.
You know, this place right here, you know, I said it's in downtown, you know, Los Angeles. It's between Chinatown in the north and Little Tokyo to the south, right off the 101 freeway. You know, like I said, it's on the corner of Olvera Street. Come bring your date, your significant other, stroll those Mexican shops, eat some Mexican food, eat some beef taquitos at Cielito Lindo. Let's effing go.
Let's go, man. Look, being down here in Texas, Mexican food is like king, right? Tex-Mex and things like that. And, you know, if you're recommending a place outside of Texas for me to try some Mexican food, yo, I'm going to be there next time I am in LA for sure. So definitely check out that place. John just recommended if you are in LA, downtown LA, you said, right, John?
Yes. Downtown LA, yep.
All right, yeah. So there it is, guys. Let's take one last break. We're going to come back. We'll wrap up with some final thoughts. And we will get out of here, and hopefully we get this out in time for you guys to listen to. So we'll be right back.
Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the matchups. You can cash out for gift cards when your bet hits and even help raise money for charity along the way. It's a brand new company looking to grow their early adopter community. Slick app and fun to use. One of the reasons we love it is because they also offer prop betting. So if you're in a state that hasn't legalized gambling yet, you can get into some prop bets on Better Fantasy. It's totally free to play. Download today for iPhone and Android. Check them out today at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. Have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love this and I know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NBA DFS prop game on the market. Prize Picks offers more NBA props than any other DFS prop operator and offers all the superstar players as well as bench players, only recording a handful of minutes each game. Prize Picks offers any prop you can think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. All new users that deposit and use promo code SGP will receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry, and it's just you versus the projected number. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play Store. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's really that easy, guys. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com and use promo code SGP to get your 100% instant deposit match up to $100, or go to your App Store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Since when did sports betting become so rigid? Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around in a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. SoBet is changing the game with their new product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can access a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on, and the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via text, QR codes, and links, among other methods. No money is transacted on the app, and it is purely competitive. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io and see what hit the most, or see who can hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off Vegas odds or generate a bet by changing any metric they want, as long as somebody is on the other side to accept. Let's get back to the roots of betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io. That's SoBet.io today to join the revolution. The SGPN app is now live on the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you easy access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today.
All right, coming off of the break, that was the show for today. We had 3 player props each. I love all 6 of them that we gave out, 3 between the both of us, between myself and John. Best Bites, sucker for Mexican food for sure. So John's got me hungry. It's getting close to lunchtime here. So, John, any final thoughts, man? Anything you want to see? Do you want to discuss from the NBA that you've seen so far? I know the Suns have won, 12 games in a row here. We had the spat between LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart last night. And then you were at the Bulls and the Lakers game. How was that, man?
Yeah, I mean, you know,
obviously, you walked away profitable. I know that.
Profitable. I think it was profitable by like $87 or something. Because I had the Anthony Davis over, 11 and a half rebounds. He got ejected. So
yeah, that was tough.
That was a sour taste. But like I said, I had the Bulls money line -1. So it was, easy.
Easy money there for sure. Yeah, man, that picture that you sent, you look like you were sitting at some really good seats. So hopefully you had fun, and obviously you did make money too. Hey, any day in the green, we're gonna take that any day of the week. But John, let the people know where they can find you, man.
Absolutely. One last thing, I want to look at the Sacramento Kings, with their new interim coach or whatever for the next couple couple of games because, you know, I think, you know, they're over the Marvin Bagley show, right? However, yeah, they're still playing him to kind of showcase what he can still do to probably, you know, make him trade bait. So yeah, Rashawn Holmes isn't getting the minutes he probably would when, you know, with him, with Marvin Bagley being showcased and whatnot. So just kind of maybe monitor that situation a little bit. You know, I love Rashawn Holmes from a rebounding props perspective, yeah, but that might take a little hit. So I'll stay away from them for now. Having said that, it's Thanksgiving week. You can still find me on Twitter at NikeMVic7 or the Slack channel, our Slack channel. And, you know, join us, right? We're getting new people, you know, weekly, right? Yep. Maybe even daily. And so come join us, you know, like Munaf said, just, you know, another entertainment movie channel that we just added, you know, just for, you know, non-sports related purposes. But that's where you can find me. I'll always be there. That's where you can catch me, man.
Yeah, not just sports in the Sports Gambling Podcast Network Slack channel. We have a food channel. We have movie channels. So definitely a lot of fun with the guys there. I know a lot of you guys are not going to want to be spending too much time talking to relatives and friends on Thursday with your respective parties. So drop into the Slack channel. Join the conversation there with us all across all the different sports that we have, that we cover. And we cover all the sports on the network at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So make sure to check out the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com, fantasy football, NFL, NBA, MMA, UFC, hockey, golf, soccer. It's all happening right now for the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. With that being said, guys, John, thank you so much for joining me today, man. Definitely, like I said, make sure to download the app, guys. It's really important that you can get that done. When these pods are released, you get those immediately on the app. Get a push notification when a new podcast had dropped, so make sure to download the app. And again, check out everything that's happening on the website. With that being said, guys, good luck with your bets this week. Good luck tonight on your NBA betting and your NFL betting. Let's get this week started off right. Let's break the books off and let it ride.